messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I'm keeping secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. And how you ever put a call I felt.
Yes, it is over the hump Wednesday here, and it's snowing like a blizzard here outside our doors here in our studios and Butch on Sports. I'm Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on a Wednesday. The prediction of snow has come. It is snowing like cats and dogs outside. Many want a snow day. Will they get it? I don't know. but we'll find out here tomorrow morning when we all get up in the morning and send our children to school or find other activities for them to do because it will be a snow day. Yes. Enough of that, boys and girls. Let's get to some sports news you can't get enough of. We got a lot of it here today here and then some. So let's start off with the Mark D'Antonio resignation or retirement or I quit before the crap hit the fan here. Yep, he bristled with the suggestion that he should retire maybe 2 years ago, but he didn't do it here. He hung on in there over every damn thing possible to keep the good spirit and faith of the Spartan football team alive there. In the process, he stuck long and hard and picked up $4.3 million retention bonus on January the 15th. Then less than 2 weeks later, or a little bit more than 2 weeks later, he announced here he's stepping down. Yes, he stepped down yesterday, Tuesday. On the eve, today is National Signing Day, and D'Antoni, 63, won 114 games at Michigan State, led the school Big Ten title, a Rose Bowl, even a college football playoff he won. However, it was time for him to go, as he told his wife. He had a 3-9 season in 2016, could 7-7-6 season campaign in 18 and 19, and he decided to step down and go play with his wife and have fun with his family and kids and etc. There, you can't blame the man for what he want to do and how he want to do it. Can't blame the man for getting out of a university right now that's been going through some perils. You can't blame the man for this guy somewhat being subpoenaed and being accused of doing some wrong things on his football squad there. But you can't blame the guy for this. He's a winner. He brought the Michigan State football team out of dire straits for 13 years and made them respectable. So, we wish him well in his retirement, and he may or may not come back. Who knows? Who knows? The Detroit Pistons, are suiting up for the Phoenix Sun on today, and they're playing right now as we speak, aggressively trying to make a trade, deal with the rebuilding process as trades are going like rats and dogs here. Pistons haven't made any yet, but a Piston like Blake Griffin, he's out for the season, undergoing knee surgery, or went under knee surgery, that is. Top wing player Luke Kennard, he's missed over a month of action due to a bilateral knee and tendonitis. Derrick Rose, he sat out on Monday. And sat out today, too, as well, after being diagnosed with adductor strain. Shooting guard Steve Mihaluk. And forward, Marquise Morris. They missed games due to hip injuries. Now, I'm going to tell you, Kennard, Rose, Morris, and center Andre Drummond all could be dealt before the Thursday trade deadline, which is tomorrow. But needless to say more, Drummond's out there tonight, and he's playing a doggone good game. 27 points right now, and they're in the fourth quarter. Pistons are leading by 2 right now. I think it's 93-91. We'll keep you abreast of that particular game as it continues to go. Let's talk about the All-Star Weekend on February the 14th and through the 16th at the United Center for Basketball. We're talking about the NBA. The specialty contest is scheduled for Saturday night, and that's normally the night I'll watch it, you know, because I enjoy some of those particular challenges. The skills contest, the dunk contest, the Shining Stars game. You know, all those particular, I kind of enjoy, you know, because they're really honestly played with the quickness there. Now, the actual All-Star game itself, LeBron and Giannis, they pick teams and all the other garbage. And then also, they're going to change the rules for the particular game itself here. I don't know. I'm very tendency not to watch it. However, if you want to know who's in the dunk contest includes the following: Pat Connaughton, Magic forward Aaron Gordon, Lakers forward Dwight Howard. Yes, I did say that. Dwight Howard is in the dunk contest. And he's forward Derrick Jones Jr. Be in the dunk contest there. Now, need I say more? The three-point contest, that looks a little different this year. Two extra stops will be added with the, you know, add to the traditional 5 tracks along the arc there. The participants will get 2 shots from 2 stations located 29 feet, 9 inches from the hoop. And they'll be worth 3 points each. A maximum score of each round is now 42 points. It's up from 36 points. So guard, Hawks guard, Trae Young, Bulls guard, Zach LaVine, Trailblazers guard, Damian Lillard, and Kings guard, Buddy Hield. Hornets guard, Devon Graham, Wizards guard, Davis Bertan, Heat's guard Duncan Robinson, and Nets guard Joe Harris make up that field for the three-point shootout. Now, the list goes on for the skills competition Domantas Sabonis of the Pacers. He's a center. His daddy would be proud of him. Bucks guard Chris Middleton, Clippers guard Patrick Beverley, and also Pistons guard Derrick Rose. Heat forward Bam Adebayo, and Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie. Raptors forward Pascal Siakam, and defending champion Jason Tatum. They'll be in the skills competition. By the way, the Detroit Pistons guard forward Steve Mihaluk has been selected to play in the 2020 NBA Rising Stars game. That'll be on Friday, the 14th, during NBA All-Star Weekend. Now, aren't you happy, boys and girls? I guess not. Okay. Hey, the Detroit Lions, they signed free agent Josh Garnett and former first-round draft pick of the San Francisco 49ers. He is a former first-round draft pick. The Lions announced the move Monday. They did not disclose any contract terms because you can't make any right now. Garnett was the 28th pick of the 2016 draft out of Stanford. He spent three seasons with the 49ers before being released at the start of the season. Garnett has appeared in 22 games with 11 starts. All those starts came in his rookie year. Garnett missed the whole 2017 season because of knee injuries and played seven games in 2018 before he was cut. So there. Now, what can you do about that? The Lions are making moves as we speak. Detroit Red Wings, they recalled a Tyrone Hyrule, and also defenseman Gustav Lindstrom from the American Hockey League Grand Rapids Griffins team. Additionally, the Red Wings play center Franz Nielsen and also defenseman Mike Green on the injury reserve. So that could be one thing and one thing only, boys and girls. These gentlemen are not going to be available for the Red Wings if they make a trade or something. Or they're going to be doggone there out for the season. Because that dog won't hunt. Definitely won't. Now, I'll tell you right now. And I expect a lot more from the Red Wings during these upcoming maybe couple of weeks here. That to kind of change the atmosphere. They know what they need. They know what they have to do in order to make this somewhat a legit season here. I ain't saying playoff season. I said legit season. And there's some things that right now they can't count on. They can't count on some of the veterans getting hurt all the time and not being in the lineup. They can't count on half rear end play on the defensive line there. The defenseman play stinks. And I don't think Steve Yzerman's going to take it anymore. I really don't. And he's a very patient guy. He's not going to let his hand show. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to last too much longer. It's not going to last. I'm going to tell you that. I'm be honest about it. Los Angeles Dodgers, they made a major trade deal. They acquired Mookie Betts and David Price from the Boston Red Sox. However, that was just part of the puzzle here. They had some flops and switcherounds and some money gatherings there that was second to none. They also reported a smaller trade with the Los Angeles Angels. Ross Stripling is going to the Angels. And the reason that was being because he hoped to let go some money. But you know who's going to the Angels in return? They will acquire Jock Peterson. With Mookie Betts going over there to the Dodgers, Jock Peterson is in this, he's gone. So the Angels will get Jock Peterson, which is not a bad move at all. It's not. I'm just telling you that right now. They both went on that. They both went on that deal. The initial trade of Jock Peterson, you know, comes with Betts coming along, but you know what? We ain't heard nothing yet on deals that are going to be made and other teams allowing their open-to-buy status to be somewhat cut, either cutting payroll or adding to it. Big surprise as it may, but is going to be something that we're going to look forward to in the upcoming weeks for Major League Baseball, as less than 2 weeks come into play when the teams go down south to get ready for spring training. And a month's worth of baseball, and it don't count. So what can you say? What can you say? The Pistons are leading 101-98. They got about 5 minutes and 51 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. So don't be surprised either way. I'm just going to tell you now. Pistons were leading the majority of the game, by the way. And with that said, that ends another cordial event. Oh, no, let me tell you this. Kirk Douglas passed away today. And you watch those old westerns and all those particular champion and all those particular movies. Kirk Douglas was in Spartacus. I didn't mind watching him perform. He's a doggone good actor. He died at 103 years old. What a career. What a career. With that saying, we'll just put to bed another extraordinary Butcher on Sports here. Butcher on Sports is, yes indeed, a presentation of My Darling Productions. You can catch the Butcher on Sports on Facebook, of course. You can also catch the Butcher on Sports on Podomatic.com. Hey, why don't you type in SimplyButchTOL.podomatic.com. Take you straight to the page. None of that fiddling around stuff here. And listen to the podcast, some past podcasts as well. You can also get the GameSportsShow.com, which I understand is a brand new website that I have not looked at yet. But I will. And you go to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com as well. And join me, boys and girls, always on Mondays on the Game Sports Show. I'm Scott Nason, Dave McKay, E.J. Russell, which, by the way, I've gotten some responses. Listen to the tape. You and that guy agreed on something. Well, I didn't agree. I definitely just went along with his program on one of his debates here. And he was right. And I'm going to give the guy credit. But if you don't want to miss it, hey, so, hey, check it on out, the Game Sports Show on Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Hopefully we can get together again. We're working very hard to please. And we think Southeast Michigan deserves to hear the game live over the internet instead of going to the private channels to get it later on. I don't know. I'm not going to mess around too much longer. I'm Simply Butch. Have a great weekend, and stay dry from the snow.